Why just program music on a music jukebox when you can create your own radio show at the Voice of Sacramento?
The Voice and Felsen with Self Medicate, and that comes off of the Accidental Drowning album. And all the way from the Bay Area, I've got Andrew Griffin of Felsen with me right now. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's nice to have you in Sacramento. You know, I think you've been here several times since we've known each other, and our paths have crossed, but either I was not there or just never worked out, so we finally got you here.
Shame on you.
Exactly. Shame on me. You're telling me about these wild parties that you perform at and club gigs. I think you were at Maryland's on K one of the last times you were here.
I think that we were thinking about that the other day. I think that was the last time we've been up to SAC. I think that was in August of this past summer.
Yeah. And I think, boy, I was probably in transit somewhere. I think the whole summer was kind of funny. There were a lot of musicians making their way up this way, and I was in the wrong end of the state or vice versa. So everything's collided in a good way today.
Clearly, you didn't have your priorities straight.
Well, Felsen is my priority. You know, it's officially Felsen Day in Sacramento. By the authority vested in me by nobody in particular, I declare this Felsen Day.
Thank you. Finally, long overdue.
So you're playing a gig here tonight.
We are. We're playing at the Fox and Goose.
Have you been there before?
I have. Been up there maybe three or four times with Felsen.
Okay.
And it's a really neat little place. It's like a pub.
Yeah.
Pub food and great rock and roll music.
Yeah, British pub, British style pub, although I think my Brit friends know better, but they say as long as you Americans enjoy it, that's good enough.
Actually, I always have the same, I have like this Chinese chicken salad, so that's probably what I'm going to have tonight.
They probably eat that in Britain too. I'm going to just
probably
assume.
Probably do.
So you're playing with soon-to-be legendary Belly Gunner. That's a great band.
Yeah, look out for those guys. A lot of talent in that band. My friend Gabriel Nelson is the ringleader of that organization. He plays guitar and he sings, and he's a really good songwriter too.
Yeah, I was impressed. I saw them not too long ago doing a mini set. They were kind of on a big bill, so they didn't get to really stretch out. Hopefully they'll be playing for like an hour or so tonight.
Yeah, I was really knocked out with them. I saw them. They played with Felsen maybe 3 or 4 months ago down in San Francisco at the 50 Mason, which is just a tiny little place. And they were really good, really tight, really original, interesting rock and roll stuff. Great arrangements.
Yeah, a little bit of quirkiness there, which I love. I mean, I think that comes from the Cake influence, no doubt.
Yeah, with music, I describe the music as kind of angular. There's a lot of like just kind of hard to describe, kind of starts and stops and really just super tight and dialed in. And yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And the other band is Session. I'm not familiar with them
tonight. We'll find out all about them tonight. I'll give you a full status update after tonight's show. I don't know anything about them either.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to be there too, so I will give you a full status update too.
Good.
So it's Session, and then what's the order? I think you're opening, right?
Let's see. The Session, Belly Gunner, then Felsen.
Okay. Sounds good. So all roads lead to Felsen.
Yes, clearly.
So what's the configuration of Felsen tonight? Who's in the band tonight?
We're kind of just going up with this with the small little posse. It's just the three of us tonight. Myself singing and playing guitar, and then my beautiful, fantastic drummer, Arthur McConnell.
Yes.
And then our bass player, Shane DeLay.
Shane DeLay. Okay. I've not met him yet.
He's new to our band. He's been with us for maybe 6 or 8 months now.
Okay.
Yeah. Super great guy. Great bass player. So we're lucky to have him.
Yeah. Big shoes to fill. Christian Hernandez left, but he was fantastic too.
Yeah. I know. We really miss Chris. I hope Chris may be down in Mexico right now listening to this. That would make me very happy if that was the case, but we do miss Chris immeasurably. He was such a lovely guy to work with, and really talented, and just did such an incredible job on our record. He recorded the whole thing himself, and he mixed it, and
wow,
just gave us this incredible gift. So we are very, very lucky to have had him in our band and miss him.
And he was great. I remember seeing you guys as a duo at the first Twirl Radio Presents.
Right.
It was 50 Mason, and I listened to what that sounded like afterwards, and boy, you know, some bass players just go boom, boom, boom. He was very fluid. His sound was great.
Chris and I always really related on the like the McCartney thing. That was kind of our common ground. Now, believe it or not, he comes from like a real like hard rock kind of like metal background, which is kind of pretty vastly different from my background. But the one big connecting factor was the Beatles. And if I told him, Chris, make the bass line sound more like McCartney, he would get it, and he knew exactly what to do.
Gotcha. And there's a fluid bassist. You know, McCartney was renowned for so many other things. You don't even think about the bass playing, but yeah, he was stellar there too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And going on about his bass playing.
Yes. So it's going to be a power trio tonight. What can we expect? What do you guys do when you're live? I know, but I want everybody else to hear what you guys bring when you're live.
You know, I think the thing with Felsen is we try to just have a really good time. We try to really engage the audience and get them, put on a really good show. I feel like a lot of bands today, for whatever reason, they seem not very committed to like entertaining people all that much. And I think Felsen, sometimes we got to do it with just antics, like getting up in people's faces and just kind of getting goofy and crazy. And, other times the music does it, you know, but we have kind of a take no prisoners attitude. I like to get people up on their feet if I can. Just try to have a really, really good time with the trio that it, you know, with me playing guitar and not having, our fabulous guitar player, Dylan Brock, there with us. It's a little more meat and potatoes, a little more punk rock, a little less ornamented and, Baroque sounding without Dylan's guitar playing. But it's a little bit, in some ways, it's a little bit more instant too. Like the lyrics, seem to be more of a focus, you know, because there's less pretty musical ornamentation. So I kind of like that about it too. And I'm always up for doing these tunes different ways. For me, it keeps it fresh for us. And I think that's one thing that's kind of cool about Felsen too, is I feel like we can adapt to just about any environment that we play in, be it a small room or a big room, outdoors, indoors.
I think so. I've seen you 3 times and it was 2, 4 and then 3 musicians. So I've seen, you know, 3 different configurations. I guess this is the 4th possible combination where we're going to see you solo right here. So I will see you all different ways. And yeah, you're right. The energy is a little bit different, but always good. I'd say as a duo, you guys were understated, but powerful. I think the vocals really shone. And then the other 2 times you guys just like, when I saw you, at 50 Mason, when it was the 4 of you, there's no band in the world that could follow you. That's kind of how I felt.
Oh, wow. That's a nice compliment.
It was so true. And then in Fresno, when you were the 3 of you, it was still pretty much that powerful and immediate. You know, we talked about this before, and you were at the end of a long bill. And I think it wasn't an insult or anything like that to have you at the end of it. It's just when you have 5 bands, somebody plays last, but you guys were so good. You had everybody's attention.
That was a really fun, special gig for us. And it just felt really kind of an honor to, go on. Remember the band Laney Flowers? That's who played before us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Laney Flowers.
Yeah, boy, they were really good. And we were all kind of shaking in our boots. Those guys were all like professionals, you know, and the three of us were in the back of the room thinking, oh my God, how do we do this? What are we going to do? And we just got up there and did our thing, you know, told my standard stupid jokes in between songs and played our tunes and just kind of put our heart into it. And, but that was really special. Those guys were great. And that's one thing that I really get inspired by is when we get to do a gig with other really good bands.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully I know that's going to be the case tonight too with Belly Gunner and the session too, I'm sure.
I think so as well. And you know, it's interesting, you know, you use the word heart, and that's one thing I'm going to shift gears to the album. I don't know how to talk anymore. I think if I could use one word to describe this album, it's heart. There's just a lot of heart in this record.
Thanks. I'm not going to disagree with you. I think we definitely poured everything we had into it, and, we're really proud of it. And I think there's a lot of sincerity to it. There's no BS. There's no gimmicks in it. There's nothing gimmicky at all about it. It's just really pure rock and roll. And, I think that's what the people who get it, that's what they get about it. The people who don't get it, you know, they're dead to us.
And me too. Me as well.
There's no hope for their souls.
And it's so funny, you know, there are a couple songs that speak to rock and roll as an art form. Rock and roll is not dead. And then Greetings from the Ghost of Heavy Metal Rock and Roll. You know, I'm a true believer in the worst way. And you bookend the album with that. And it's just fabulous. I think Rock and Roll is Not Dead. First time I ever heard that song was when you and Christian did that as a duo. And I thought, wow, I've never heard this before, but just listen to these words. And so it was a thrill to hear it when you did the Kickstarter for this. And I think that's one of the songs that you put out there. And I thought, oh, that's what it sounds like, Fully Realized. But it is, the album is about, it's about believers to me. It's, to me, I hear a lot of you fighting isolation, loneliness, trying to just bring the human touch back. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. I think that you hit it on the head. It just feels like we're all kind of so obsessed with, technology, and it feels like we're becoming less human all the time. Mm. And, this is this one little human activity that I feel like I can do, which is make music. And when I get to share that with people, either through a recorded medium like our CD or a live performance, I just really become aware of the basic human need to connect and to hear a good story and to hear a human voice and to look somebody in the eyes. And I don't know, it just seems like we're all really hungry for that. And I wanted to make an album kind of about that. And I think it's the most cohesive one we've done. It seemed like it has a theme. It's not like a goofy rock opera, but it seems like it ties together pretty well.
I think so too. And you know, it's funny when you said rock opera, I almost could visualize you guys performing the entire album in order from beginning to finish, and then Tierra del Fuego, that little coda at the end, maybe just stretch that out to about a 5-minute jam or something. But you know, just give the audience that and then let them breathe for a minute, and then you know that would be quite a statement, I think.
I'll go with that. Let's do that next time you one of your Twirl Radio presents. We'll play the whole album.
Play the whole thing in order.
That'd be beautiful, yeah.
That'd be awesome. You know, it's funny talking about our technology and isolation. I'm mixed with it because I'm like a lot of the zombies. I've got my head down, you know, checking out what's going on Facebook and everything on my smartphone. I do that all the time, so I'm guilty of that. But yet, on the other hand, I'm using the smartphone to discover new music, and I've been listening to this album on the smartphone at work. So it's just kind of ironic that I use the same device to be isolated, but yet I use the same device to be connected.
Yeah, I'm not any better than anybody else either. I use the smartphone and Facebook and stare at my email any less than anybody else. You know, I'm aware that we need to connect as human beings. And this is my little contribution to hopefully making us a little bit more human.
Yes,
I hope.
I think so. Hey, so you've got your guitar in hand. Would you like to fire this machine up here?
Let's do it.
All right.
How's that? Good?
Sounds good.
Okay, all right. Got way too much confidence. Some people got Way too much charm when they smile, their teeth shine like blood diamonds when they laugh and tell jokes. People applaud. People applaud. I'm just a loner, adrift in the commerce, waiting in a sea of melancholy dreams. I've taken the plunge, unplugged the life support, gave up my wristwatch. Nothing's easy. Nothing's easy. In an exponential way, I get more expert every day that I'm alive, that I'm alive. When all I gotta do is keep it chambered up inside and shut my mouth for a little while and learn to smile. And learn to smile. Ooh, 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 ooh. I feel like an astronaut confused on a subway train. I'm at my best. The line at the plasma bank, exchanging blood, inhaling the oxygen requires a signature. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm just a recluse, addicted to green tea, late night guitar, watching soundless TV, broadcasting signals. The signal's a smokescreen, the smokescreen my lifeboat. Is it your lifeboat too? Is it your lifeboat too? Ooh. In an exponential way, I get more expert every day that I'm alive, that I'm alive. When all I gotta do is keep it chambered up inside and shut my mouth for a little while and learn to smile. Do 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 do. 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 Do 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 do. And learn to smile. Ooh, 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 ooh. 'Cause all you gotta do is smile. All you gotta do is smile.
Woohoo! Andrew, thank you. Andrew, all you gotta do is smile off the album I Don't Know How to Talk Anymore. What a great live treatment that was.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I love that one. And you know what? Here's how isolated we are with the technology. I'm sitting here listening to you through headphones. I'm like 3 feet from you, and I'm thinking, you know, I could take these off and actually hear what it really sounds like. I always forget that here in the studio.
Yeah. Wow.
So the album's been out for a little while. How's it doing? How's it being received by people?
I think it's going really well. We've gotten tons of great reviews of the record. Bunch of magazines and newspapers and zines and bloggers have written about it, and everybody's given it really good marks.
Good.
We're selling it at shows. People are buying it online. And it seems like everybody we've given it to, we've talked to, has really enjoyed it. There's a number of DJs and podcasters like yourself who are playing it regularly. Good. All good. The time. And it seems like with this album, we've broadened our reach quite a bit. It definitely feels that way. And it kind of feels, I've been doing Felsen for 4.5 years, and it feels kind of finally in the Bay Area that Felsen is a headlining act, you know, amongst local bands. And that feels really good. And it feels like there's at least in the Bay Area, which is our home, it feels like there's a lot of respect for our band. And then a lot of fans too. So that's a beautiful thing.
That is fantastic. And I know, I remember we were talking about this about a year ago, and you had done those fortnightly, is that a word, every other week shows at 50 Mason, and you were kind of grinding them out. It was really good, but it was a lot of work. And I think at the end, we were talking about it, you sort of felt like you'd paid the dues, now you're ready to move on. Right. To headline status at that point.
Yeah, those were a lot of fun. I mean, that took a lot of work. I think we did 10 or 12 of those shows. Wow. Over the course of a couple of months, and it definitely beat us up putting those together. We had to do a lot of promo and had to do all the booking and make the flyers. And it was a lot to deal with. And we intended to have four acts every week.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, or every other week, I swear to God, every single time, like the day before, somebody would call and cancel. So I'd have to scramble and try to get another act. Finally, the last few, I'm like, you know what? We'll just have three. When somebody would cancel, it would just be three acts. But
it
was a lot to manage, and I'm glad we did it. But we definitely got a lot of new fans out of it. And I don't feel like we need to do little gigs like that in the Bay Area anymore. It feels like we want to do only really big, proper stuff. And there's a few little things coming up that we're doing, but mainly it's bigger, bigger venue shows. And so that feels good.
That's good. And you had a pretty nice release party. Let's talk about that.
That was really beautiful. That was at the Rickshaw Stop in January. And we went on last. So I guess we would qualify as the headliner for it. Although all three of those bands were, I mean, Felsen included amongst the three, I thought were all really outstanding bands. So it felt good to share a bill with those other bands. Brad Brooks played, and then a new band that we didn't know yet at the time, but they're called We Became Owls. Mm. So it was a really, really great evening of music. Great turnout. I mean, I wouldn't say it was sold out, but it was just a little bit shy of sold out, you know, but it was January 3rd. So that was a little bit of a risky venture to put on such a big show that close to New Year's. That can often be a kind of a lousy night to do a gig, but there was a great turnout, and it just felt like, you know, it felt good to go on last, and it felt like we're where we should be at that point. So
what a good feeling. Yeah. I mean, hard work does pay off. I think that sounds like a good path to success, you know, have good, honest music, but then kind of just work hard, grind it out. And, you know, eventually you will earn your place if you do it right, I guess.
Yeah, you know, nothing has ever, ever been easy for Felsen. It's always just every tiny little baby step that we take, we've had to earn. Mm. No one's handed anything to us for free and made everything easy for us, except you. Bless your heart.
That wasn't free. You've handed me these wonderful CDs, so how could I not play them? I think you got in touch with me. You just sent me the disc unsolicited, and you said, well, you're Northern California, and so am I. Would you like some Northern California music? Or something like that. It's pretty straightforward.
You know, I think I got tipped off to you through my old band leader / co-writing partner, Rich McCulley.
Oh, bless his heart. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I've known Rich for, probably 12 or 13 years now. For a couple of years, Rich was living in the Bay Area, and when he was up here, I was his drummer. And we did a lot of gigs together. We, over the course of maybe 16 months, we did probably 180 gigs.
Whoa.
And we put probably 60,000 miles on his van.
Wow.
That was a lot of gigs. And we recorded an album together, and we wrote probably 20 songs together.
Wow.
And maybe 7 or 8 of those songs we wrote together and ended up on that record. But
wow. What album was that?
That was called Far From My Angel.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I love that one. The title track too. Wow, that's like the cathartic guitar song. The guitar, you know, what a release that song is. That album is wonderful.
That's a beautiful record. That's one of that tune, Far From Angel. That's one of the co-writes with Rich. And
nice.
If you go back and listen to it, on that record is a tune called Waterfall, which I recorded later with Felsen.
Oh, I didn't put two and two together. Yeah, I have that. I'll check that out.
That's on Breaking Up with Loneliness. And there's another Rich McCulley co-write from that era on I'm Breaking Up with Loneliness. It's called Don't Turn Your Back on Me Today.
That's a Rich McCulley co-write too. Yeah. Wow, see, the truth comes out.
All right, the first line of that tune is Fresno Like a Grave.
Yes, but, yes, the Fresno connection. Awesome.
I can't rightfully say that because I didn't grow up in Fresno, but I
he sure did.
Okay. Yeah, he sure did.
I mean, there's a whole other set of connections. We'll explore that. I mean, he was in Sparkle Jet, which, right. Sparkle Jet was more Americana than they became straight ahead hard rock, and he went, you know, to the other scene. That's pretty wild. Wow, we'll explore this in a little bit. We're coming down to the end of the first half hour. Do you want to play something for a few minutes and just kind of take us to the bottom of the hour here?
Sure. I'll do a tune. It's called Gunfighting at Dawn.
Okay.
When the devil appeared, he appeared ordinary, canary colored rose in his lapel. He's telling a joke and people applaud. He hands you his gun and he's laughing out loud. Now you learn the secret handshake, you wear the old school tie. Board private airlines that drift through the night. Underneath the floodwater stage, they're stranded on the bridge like a cage. Tsunami siren punctures the night like it's Judgment Day. Church bells blow in the breeze while bullets rain down on me. Gun fighting at dawn, daggers ready, pistols drawn. Meanwhile tonight, I pray on my knees. And if you got a weapon to use, dear Jesus, use it on your enemies. Ba 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 ba. Now the phone lines are down, British Petroleum's up to my knees. Surveillance cameras only see what they wanna see.
This is the radio station you've always wanted. The voice of Sacramento, created with you in mind. Freeform Radio, the voice of Sacramento.
Fighting at
you'll
dawn.
Never guess what you'll
hear.
Daggers
ready, pistols drawn. Meanwhile tonight, I pray on my knees. And if you got a weapon to use, dear Jesus. If you got a weapon to use, dear Jesus. If you got a weapon to use, dear Jesus. Use it on your enemies. Ba, 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Got a weapon to use, dear Jesus. Use it on your enemies.
Whoa, very good, Andrew. And, you know, I love how we kind of had the break. The computer takes over the radio station for 3 minutes, but like a true professional, you just picked up right where you left off.
That's live radio, everybody.
We did it. Gunfighting at dawn. Yeah. That's a powerful message. That's a bit... current, I guess. At least it's pretty vivid in our memory. I guess that's like, God, can you believe it? That's probably like 9 years ago already, but that's it's sort of like recent history.
That was a big one for Mike is alluding to the fact that the tune is about Katrina and the flood. And it seemed like for those people stranded on that bridge, it must have seemed like doomsday. So that was the, mm-hmm. I guess it was the idea behind the song.
Yeah, it's an intense song. I mean, it smolders on the album. I've seen you do it with the full band live, just smoldering, probably not quite as fast as you did it here, but it smolders and just kind of sears its message into your brain.
You know, I don't know, it just seemed like everybody in the United States that one hurt. And the government's response obviously was lousy, but now we've had a few years to, you know, between when that happened and now. And when we play that tune on stage, I always give that one a little introduction to let people know what it's about. And it's got a real easy sing-along part, you know, in the in the outro, and it feels really good to get a room full of people singing that tune.
Yeah, it's powerful when you have everybody on the same page like that, and it's yeah. I mean, I have to admit, I'm not a real great singer, but I was part of that chorus a couple times singing with you.
Hey, that's okay. That's a beautiful thing. It felt good, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. You've done that with a couple songs too. I think I don't have it here, but I think BFF OMG. I think there's a sing along on that one too, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a lot of sing along potential with Felsen, you know.
And I like the way you treat the audience. I mean, I noticed this the first time I saw you guys. It was kind of funny. You know, the audience was kind of scattered about the room. So you did what I call a defragging of the room. You just kind of push everybody towards the front.
By hook or by crook, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or as they say in India, by hook and by crook.
Ah, there That's you go.
That's how they say it there.
That's my Indian friends know exactly what that means. Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, you put on a show where you engage the audience. I think that's just really important.
Take no prisoners. You know?
Exactly. Hopefully we'll see some of that. It's kind of a long, narrow room at the Fox and Goose, so you might have a chance to defrag that room as well.
I'll give it my best.
Okay, so let's go back to Felsen history. You've been around for about 4.5 years. Where does the name come from?
Oh, boy. Let's see, a long, long time ago, I lived in Switzerland and I was playing music over there, and I used to play at a bar called Felsen. About 5 years ago, about 5 years ago, when I was working on the Accidental Drowning record, that record was really just me kind of by myself. Pardon me. And, I just decided to put a band name on it, and because I didn't want to be Andrew Griffin, I just wanted to give it a band name. I always wanted to be the Beatles, not Elvis, you know.
Right.
So I put a band name on it, and I didn't think really anything would ever come of this. And when that first record was finished, I just gave it to friends and family, and I really wasn't trying to be a band or do anything very serious with it. But I got a little record deal right away. And that helped me make the second album, Felsen Loves You.
Yeah.
And it was a little record company in Berkeley. I don't even know if they exist anymore. They're called Ninth Street Opus. Hmm. And they paid for me to make a second album. And they said, you know, you need to get out and start performing. So that encouraged me to put a band together. And this thing has just kind of taken over my life. And if I could go back in time and put a better name on it that's easier to spell, easier to remember, I would. But I'm going to stick with it for better or for worse. I'm going to stick with the name Felsen. And, you know, for better or for worse, I'm going to see that one out.
No, I like it. And doesn't Felsen mean rock?
It's German, and it's the plural, plural of big rocks, like boulders or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. So, well, you guys bring the big rock and you bring the boulders when you play. You bring the stones, you know?
I guess so, yeah. I had no idea until, I had the band for maybe a year or two, and there was a couple of Austrian people in the audience. We were playing at the Staropramen Berkeley, and they came up and said, "How did you get this German name?" And I'm like, I told the same stupid story I just told. Fascinating. All you people out there listening, I'm sure, are riveted. And they told me what it meant. So it was a fortuitous, happy accident.
Yes.
And I called it that. Yeah. So there you go.
You know, we'll take those. You know, I'd rather be lucky than skilled any day. I mean, if I had a choice, because luck usually works in your favor. So there you go. Why don't we give the listeners some information about how they can find out about Felsen and your music and where to purchase it, just so we make sure that they're aware of it.
Okay. Well, probably the if you want to find us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Felsen. That's F-E-L-S-E-N. Felsen Loves You. Facebook.com/Felsen Loves You. And all the Twitter, that's the same. Felsen Loves You. YouTube, Felsen Loves You. And our website is felsenlovesyou.com. So it's all there. We do love you. And to purchase music, my favorite website to direct people to purchase music is our Bandcamp page, which is felsen.bandcamp.com. And we got all the money from that. We're not sharing it with iTunes or anything. So we get all the money from that. So,
well, see, that's best. Support the artist.
Yeah, we need every penny we can get because it's costs a lot of money to do this thing. We tour a lot, and it's dreadfully expensive. So
absolutely. Now, speaking of tours, we'll talk about that in a minute. But you know, one thing I've noticed, it's mostly original music. The only cover I'm aware of that you guys did is Generals and Majors, unless there's another one that I wasn't aware of.
We recorded that. That was on the album that we had a little record deal for, and the boss at the record label encouraged us to do a cover. So we kind of were scratching our heads, and that's the one we came up with. I love XTC, and so that's our version of an old XTC tune.
Cool. Is it okay if I play it right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, here's Felsen and Generals and Majors on Twirl. With Generals and Majors. I love that one too. And you know what? I guess the only cover you ever recorded, you guys surprised me, because first time I saw you live, you did it. And I thought, well, that's just a perfect cover. And I think that's the song you used to kind of gather the audience together. It was just perfect. You did an instrumental break or something on that one.
Yeah, it's kind of an aerobic workout too for the audience. You know, it's fun to dance too. So
yeah, I mean, it's a bouncy song by nature, and you know, that continues in the tradition, I guess.
I always liked that song. There was a great radio station. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Valparaiso, Indiana, and there was a great radio station called WXRT in Chicago.
Yay!
Yeah, well, nation's finest rock. That's their moniker, and I believe that's the case. You know,
yeah.
But that was a tune that they used to play on there, and they introduced me to a lot of incredible music. I mean, so many bands that I was influenced by, I got from WXRT.
Me too. As a radio person and a music fan. I lived in the Chicago area for 10 years.
Did you really? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were my soundtrack from 87 to 97. Yeah, I was there. And, you know, when I moved there, I moved from California, and I found The Eagle, which is a classic rock station. I figured, okay, let me go find the classic rock station. And my cousin said, uh-uh. And she said, no, you need to listen to it, 93XRT.
What were you doing in Chicago at that time?
You know, I just looking to explore an area that didn't wasn't LA. I grew up down there. I wanted to see what Four Seasons felt like and what trees felt like. And my folks are from there originally, so that was a good chance to kind of get to know my family. My dad moved back there, so it was really easy to just follow him. I stayed there for 10 years.
You must have got well acquainted with winter then.
Yeah. Everybody told me, oh, you haven't seen winter. You know, it's like, okay, it's pretty wintry to me, but I guess worse happened. I liked it. You know, I was the first one to go out and offer to shovel snow, and everybody said, oh, go for it. Go. Here's the shovel. Enjoy. But yeah, XRT was something. And you know, the thing that astounds me as somebody in the radio, I won't call it the radio biz, but you know what I'm saying, the longevity of the DJs. I mean, there's folks on there now, because I'll listen to that on the internet. There's folks on that station now that have been there since the 70s and 80s. And you talk about a community resource that makes money too.
Absolutely. You know, I go back there to visit family, and I never listen to it online here, but whenever I go back, that's I get in the rental car, put on 93.1, and you're right, I hear the same DJs I was listening to as a teenager.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like, how cool. I mean, job security, yeah, but it just shows a lot of respect for those people, you know?
Because radio's a tough biz, and they obviously respect their listeners, too. Frankie Lee, Johnny Mars, you know, those guys.
Terry Hemmer.
Yeah. Now, she's the dean of the whole station. She was the one that's been there since, like, I guess it's like 40 years now, if you can even believe that.
Terry, if you're listening, please play Felsen's record.
Felsen loves you, Terry.
that would be, I got to tell you, that would be just such an amazing dream come true if WXRT played one of our songs.
You know, and they should. There's
yeah.
a lot of artists I think would fit in perfectly on WXRT because they play what I'd like to think of as good music. It's true.
I think they would get it and they would like it. I mean, that's a big station. I mean, there's billions of bands vying to get on it too. So maybe it's just a matter of time. If I just keep up this war of attrition, finally they'll let old Felsen in their door, you know?
You will wear them down and they will have to let you on.
Yes.
You know, and so many good things happen through that radio station. I mean, I'd like to say that I got my taste for good indie type music, and that's why my show sounds like it does, because of that station. I'll make no bones about it. It's on my website. They were broadcasting that Taste of Chicago Festival every year, and that one in 1991 where the Replacements broke up on their stage.
I was at that gig.
Oh,
it was the last. It was the last time the Replacements ever played. It was in Grant Park in 1991.
I almost went.
Yeah, that was a great concert. You could tell the Replacements were done. They were beat up. You know.
I'm still looking for audio from that. It's really hard to find. I haven't really heard, because I heard it live and I was thinking, what am I hearing? But I'm looking for that on the web somewhere.
Yeah, that was a legendary. I saw the Replacements a couple of times in Chicago, and it was always put on by WXRT.
Yeah. I mean, it boggles the mind now. Like, who else would play music like that? I mean, you know, you won't find that on the classic rock stations, even though it belongs there.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Who would play the Replacements now, you know?
I mean,
I guess you would. You
know, I would. I have.
You probably do. Yeah.
I would. And that's why I don't have much hope for commercial radio. And then when somebody like XRT comes along, and there's a handful of stations like that across the country, it's just a relief. Here's a band. Are you familiar with the Vulgar Boatmen?
It was a Chicago band, or from Champaign, Illinois, or something.
Might have been Indiana, to tell you the truth.
Really?
But, you know, they did a song called Drive Somewhere. And this is my, I believe I have music or radio ESP because I flew into Chicago and I got into the rental car, and I was thinking on the way to the rental car, I hope I get to hear that song Drive Somewhere by the Vulgar Boatmen while I'm here. So I warm up the car. It's like 20 degrees out. Warm up the car, turn on the heat, find XRT, and that song is playing. And I'm thinking, all right, there's a God.
Yeah.
You know,
that's, you know, whenever I go back, it always turns me on to new stuff. Like maybe 10 or more than that, maybe 12, 13 years ago, went back to Chicago, turned on WXRT, and they were playing Wilco, and I didn't really have, I'd heard of them, but I had no exposure to them. And this was probably longer than this. It was late 90s, and it was the Summer Teeth album that they were promoting. Oh, yeah. So it was probably 98, 99. And that was like one of those moments for me. And that sort of became my, you know, like my number one musical crush.
Yes. Right. Oh my gosh. They're so good too. So speaking of the Midwest, you guys took a pretty nice long tour last year and sounds like you're trying to get out on the road again. So what's your reach now? It sounds like you guys are almost transcontinental.
Almost. We've made it as far east as my hometown of Valparaiso, Indiana, two times now. And we did the first tour in 2012. We did, let's see, I think it was 12 shows in like 13 days, taking us out to Indiana. And then this summer we did a longer tour. I think it was 16 shows in 17 days.
Wow.
This was a big one this summer. This was 7,000 miles of driving.
Jeez.
It just beat the crap out of us. We were just so tired and...
probably punchy at the end.
Yeah, it got a little bit crazy. It was probably 4 or 5 days longer than it should have been, but it's a big country and I don't know. It was crazy and... I'm still tired from it. I don't know if I'm in a hurry to do that again, but I would love to tour more. You know, we'd love to do an East Coast tour. I think if we did an East Coast tour, we would just have to fly out there.
And, yeah.
Because in order to do an East Coast tour, to get there from here, it would probably be about a month of touring. And I just think that's more than any of us can really withstand in our lives. Mm. And I don't know how we could possibly pay for it. You know,
that's a big proposition. You know, I'm always amazed and pleased when bands can do it. Like when Lanny Flowers came out here and toured, it's like, it's a really nice thing to have. I don't know how they do it, but I'm glad they can do it. Cause you know, somebody's paying for it, you know, it hurts.
Yeah. Well, we did a Indiegogo thing last year that helped us fund the tour and helped us pay for our record. And, that was great. The summer before that, we had a big wedding gig in Minnesota that basically financed the tour, which was awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
So if anybody's getting married in I don't know, Chicago or Minneapolis or St. Louis next summer, let us know. We'll be happy to be your wedding band. We're good at weddings too. We kill it. We will get the father-in-law drunk on moonshine. We'll try to pick up the bridesmaids unsuccessfully, I might add.
Yes, of course. But you guys want Felsen at your wedding. That's just the way it is. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, quinceanera, anything.
We've done about four or five weddings, and they're always really, really fun. And it's a great wedding band, so hire us.
Do you play your own music, any of that?
People hire Felsen to be Felsen. They don't hire us to, you know, play Kool and the Gang tunes. So
okay, good.
Fortunately, which I don't know. I'd just probably butcher them if that was the case, but.
Well, that would be kind of fun to hear you guys cover a Kool and the Gang tune, but I got to say, anybody that would hire you to play for a wedding and to play Felsen music is ultra cool. I mean, that's just, that's an indie wedding band, really.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with you. Those people were cool.
that's just fantastic. So yeah, the East Coast. So I think Art's from the East Coast, right? You guys are...
Art's from Maine. Yeah. And that's like a dream. I mean, I've played now two times in my hometown, so I know he really wants to play in his hometown too. So anybody in Maine who has a lot of money, who wants to fly us out, put us on for some shows, we would be delighted to do that.
Let's make that happen, folks. Yes. We need this.
Yes.
Speaking of shows, you've got some upcoming gigs here in the Golden State of California. What's going on the Felsen tour?
This is our, tonight is the first stop of our Felsen Loves California tour.
Yes.
At the Fox and Goose tonight in Sacramento. And then we're playing this Wednesday in Oakland at the Nightlight, which is a new place, 311 Broadway and the Jack London Square area.
Nice.
And then we're playing, in a couple of weeks, we're going down to Southern California. We're playing in Hollywood at a place called M-Bar on the 7th of March. And then we're playing on the 8th of March at the Prospector in Long Beach. Mm. And then the next thing we're doing is we have a show April 22nd at the Sweetwater Music Hall in San Rafael.
Nice.
Or Mill Valley, sorry. The new Sweetwater Music Hall. And that's a benefit concert for the Mill Valley Library Association.
Oh, that's great. So busy, busy schedule ahead for Felsen. Southern California friends, please see this band. They are awesome and you will be so pleased that you did.
Please come out and we would love to meet you and, you know, we're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, because I didn't really enjoy having to fade down your song last half hour. We do have about 6 minutes left, five and a half,
Perfect.
6 minutes. So we'll see if we have time afterwards, but do you want to play one more song for us?
I'd love to. Yeah. I'm going to do one more tune. It's an oldie. I think I did two tunes from our new record and I'm going to do a tune from our, Felsen Loves You EP. And it's called, Like Water Fit for Babies.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right. That when you're wearing a dead man's clothes, you know the thought within me grows. Am I invisible today? A shadow or a ghost of myself? Alcohol doesn't seem to help at all. You see I'm backed up against the wall. And I'm looking for an exit, a door that leads me in from the dark of where I've been, so I could lay down beside you. Please don't come along and shake me. I'm in a cold sweat now, so don't try and wake me. Nothing in this world gonna save me. Like water fit for babies, try and save me. My wife and child slumber deep, but all the while I'm wide awake, but my teeth are filed. If I smile, you know I fake it. I'm lonely where I've been. I'm about to just cave in. I'd like to lay down beside you. Please don't come along and shake me. I'm in a cold sweat now, so don't try and wake me. Nothing in this world gonna save me. Like water fit for babies, try and save me. Thank you.
All right. Andrew Griffin of Felsen and Like Water Fit for Babies. That's a great song, too. I don't play that one that much, but nice song, too. Digging deep into the archive.
Thanks, Mike.
You know what? Eric Peter Schwartz is listening. I played his song earlier. He's in Chicago. He said that Vulgar Boatman was an Indiana band. And want to know if you've heard of a band from Valpo, the best name ever, Help Me, I'm a Rock?
No, that's a great band name.
That is a great band name, Help Me, I'm a Rock.
I'm from Valpo, by any chance.
There you go. Well, we'll have to hook you guys up. I'm here with Andrew Griffin of Felsen. We've got about a minute or so left on the show tonight. This has been a real treat. Thanks for coming down and hanging out. This makes up for all the times we've missed connections.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for, gosh, all the support you've given Felsen over the last couple of years. And I want to just say thank you from all the many musicians whose careers you've helped and, you know, just getting our music out there. We really, really appreciate you. That comes from a lot of people, not just me and the guys in Felsen, but lots of musicians out there. So bless your heart. Please keep doing what you're doing.
That means a lot, and it's no problem. It's just, you know, it's good work disguised as fun, I guess, is the way you could put it.
That's the best kind, right?
Exactly. It's not even work. This has been a pleasure. We will see you at the Fox and Goose tonight.
Awesome.
I guess 9 o'clock for the session. And
yep.
You're on at 10. No, the Belly Gunner's on at 10. No, wait. Maybe I got that wrong.
Session at 9, Belly Gunner at 10, Felsen at 11.
Okay, late night show, but you know what? It is not a school
night. It's worth it. Yeah, come on out, everybody. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. You got to see Felsen, Belly Gunner in the session. Andrew Griffin, thanks. Come on back as soon as you can.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And as for me, well, I'll be back next week. This is Twirl Radio. I'm Mike Lidskin. Thanks so much for hanging out. Thanks for the great comments on Facebook. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next week. We've got a whole bunch more new music and a potential interview with one of the artists we really like so well. See ya. Have a great week. Bye now.
You are hearing the voice of Sacramento. Reach us at area code 916-456-5199.